Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, that twice weekly podcast for people who stab ground cloth. Yeah.
That. Good.
Okay, we've got a couple of housekeeping things. I promised Anne Marie Carr that I would talk about, or at least mention so people could know. They have an event. She has an event, a Stitch In, INN, to Summer Needlepoint Retreat. So Stitch In to Summer Needlepoint Retreat. It's at the Brass Lantern Inn in Stowe, Vermont. You get me to go there just to go to Vermont.
Yeah, or just to go to the Brass Lantern Inn. Yeah, that sounds like it's pretty nice.
New England is one of my favorite parts of the country. I'll go there anytime, any place. So, yeah, June 7 to 9, and Anne Marie Carr is teaching. It's a needlepoint thing, and not a lot of information, so you have to write to Anne. So it's Anne, A-N-N-E-C-A-R-R, Salem, S-A-L-E-M, at yahoo.com. And I'll put a link on the page. But June 7 to 9, and there are several slots open right now. So she teaches at B.F. Goodstitch, a shop, B.F. Goodstitch, and she was also in Joe Ippolito Christensen's book, the Needlepoint book, mentioned in there, featured in there. So anyway, I mean, you know, Anne's been around, but a retreat. So I said I would mention that to her. And then another thing, if you did not listen now 2 weeks ago, be sure to listen to Brendan and Karen Kirk, the Sunday show we did with them. A lot of fun, really a great conversation with two really great people doing a wide variety of things. But Brendan also made available a chart for Fiber Talk listeners. And it's a motif from one of his charts, which you would think that I would have highlighted on the page, so I would see it instantly. Professionals do that. But I don't. Oh, it's from Mahala Barber. It's a motif from Mahala Barber, one of their samplers, antique samplers. So pretty thing. So anyway, he charted it out and gave DMC threads. And I'll put a link on the page for this podcast. And you can just download that free chart. Compliments of Brendan and Karen Kirk.
Awesome.
So that was really nice. Yeah, it's a nice flower pot vase thing with some flowers coming out of it, and 50 by 70 stitches wide, 50 wide by 70 stitches tall. So you could do that thing up, and if you knew of a finisher or a finisher who did how-to videos, you could make that into a flat fold or a little pillow or something.
Yeah.
You know, if you knew of a finisher or somebody who could show you how to do that, could do it easy.
I don't know if I know anybody about that.
I don't know. I'd have to do some searching, some Googling to find someone. But anyway, the chart's there. So that was free. So thanks to Brendan and Karen for that. And you can just download that. That's just on the house.
Awesome. Thank you, Brendan and Karen.
Yep. And then don't forget now, through the end of April, so when this airs, you're going to have to hurry, the RSN, Royal School of Needlework, 10% off on their online online classes. So rsnonlinecourses.com, and you use the code TALK10, and you get 10% off. So
that's awesome, too.
But that's only through April, the end of April, so you either act now or don't complain to me. Yeah, there you go. Okay, those are all of the items.
Awesome.
Those are the items that I have. Okay, all that done. Yay, checked off. Checked off. All right, so it's looking like Greek Orthodox Easter is for Jesus.
Yeah, Gary, it might be for Jesus.
Life, once again.
Gets in the way. Foiled.
Best laid plans. Yep.
But if he's not done by Orthodox Easter, then what? Maybe Resurrection Day? Or no, not Resurrection Day. Ascension.
Ascension. Maybe by Ascension.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see. I'm working on him. He's coming along.
Yep.
That's just a lot of, it's just a lot of tan, cream, brown floss. That's just a lot.
Yep.
But
well, Christmas, we'll see. You know, Christmas is reachable.
Yeah, Christmas. I can definitely assure you that it will be done by Christmas.
Okay, so there we go. Yeah, you can have that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and then, you know, then if you can find a finisher who can do it in a timely fashion, you can have it by next Easter. So that would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
So think of it long term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but that's,
that's what happens with all those things. You know, it looked the first time you brought it up, you know, it looked like you were easily going to make it by Easter. Mm-hmm. And and then your kids have to have awards and your back has to go out and
exactly. I have to get called into work at the quilt shop on emergency basis for a week. So, yeah, it's just, you know, but one thing that I can say that's positive that came out of this, I mean, the piece being finished, who cares when it gets done? It will be done. I am like dead. I am committed to it. I mean, I will get it done.
Well, it is just your second time around. You got to deliver now.
Right. I got to deliver. And I don't want to like fizzle. I'm not going to fizzle out because I want people to know that I can do something hard. I think I've said that before on one of these, when we were talking about it, when I said, when I first started, I just want to finish something so people that follow me know that I can actually finish something hard. And that's exactly true. And that, so that I am going to finish it just because, and stick with it and finish it, you know, whether it's on Orthodox Easter or on Ascension Day or Christmas or some other holiday, I will get it done this year. And then the next thing is that's positive that came out of it is that I have found a very centering way to start my day off every day. And I really have. It might only be like one length of thread, but I have stitched on it every day since I started, except for like on the Saturdays and Sundays, I haven't stitched on it then, but that's, you know, hell breaks loose on the weekends, it seems like. So I haven't done it on Saturdays and Sundays every day, but I have done it through the week every day. And that's a positive thing for me. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh no. Good has come out of this.
Yeah. Good has come. Yeah.
Now a tip for you is if you need to finish by a holiday, you might flip over to the Jewish calendar. Because see, they have more of them.
They do.
Yeah.
They do have more of them.
So think about that, you know.
Yeah. If I miss Orthodox Easter and I totally blow Ascension Day out of the water, I will have to go to the Jewish calendar and find something. So.
Yeah, they can help you out there. Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
If you need a holiday target. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Somehow I'm going to get her all worked out, though. It'll be great.
It's going to be great to see. And it's going to be great to see when you put it on the wall and make a little design thing there. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because it's a beautiful piece. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I've said before, it's on Ada and you can't tell that it's on Ada. I mean, when you're right on top of it, yes, you can see that it's on Ada, but not across the room, you can't. And it's gorgeous. And I'm already looking for the next religious, religious like icon that I'm going to stitch next. And I think I found it today. I found it. Yep.
And it is?
It is by...
Watch, Vonna's going to do one of those elitist, I can't say.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say what it is. It's by Artisy, the cross stitch, which is, I think, similar. They do full coverage like Hades and what's that other company that does full coverage? I can't think of it, but it is a full coverage
piece. Is it Golden or what is it? I almost had it and it went away. Oh, well.
Okay. But it's by Artisy and the person is Thesa Clark. And it's called Mother of God. And it is the Virgin Mary holding a toddler Jesus. And it's also in sepia tones. You can actually get it in color. They chart it either in color, in brown tones are in sepia tones, and I'm going to get the sepia tones, I think. And 14 colors, 14 sepia colors, and it's a long and skinny piece. So, but it's beautiful. It's by a Russian artist, and they've gotten the rights to reproduce it in a cross-stitch format, and it's on crossstitch.com, I think, is where I found it. $7.96, it's on sale this week, so I think I'm going to buy it when I hang up with you.
Wow.
I was thinking wow. about it. I've been thinking about, you know, I've been looking off and on all day, and or not all day, for the last month, since I really have enjoyed doing Jesus's face in the morning. And so I would like to do a Jesus face that wasn't suffering, like the one I'm doing. You know, I'd like to do a happy Jesus. And then I thought, oh, I'd love to do the Blessed Mother. And I just started looking, and I found it from Artistry. So I think that I'm going to do that next, maybe.
So is this a sepia tones and design that will fit nicely with the Jesus with Crown of Thorns?
I think that it would be very, I mean, I haven't bought the pattern, and it's a PDF download, so I haven't bought it yet, and I haven't seen what the colors are, but I think that it would blend nicely. Yes.
Well, you want me to hang up now and then call you back after you order and then.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. No, but yeah,
I'm here to help, Vonna. I'm absolutely here to help.
You want like the full disclosure? The full disclosure is
keep only half the story because, you know.
I've already purchased a kit, and it is from Joan Elliott Designs, and it's the her design of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I've already bought it. And I have it. And I was going to make that my next stitch. But then it's a design works kit. And
I love the way we buy stuff and we tell it's beautiful, it's gorgeous, all that. You know, I want somebody to say, oh, I bought this thing. It's the ugliest thing on the planet. You know, it's just hideous. And I can't wait to stitch it.
I know. It is beautiful. It's in color, though.
Oh.
I don't know. And I thought maybe the next one should be a sepia toned one, like Jesus's face, just to, you know, to kind of keep the whole theme with that. Mm-hmm. But the Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's beautiful. And I've seen it worked. I've seen it stitched and it's gorgeous. It has beads and gold thread and it's beautiful. But I've got her and then I'm contemplating this Artistry purchase. So we'll see. I don't know.
You're buying it. What do you mean you're contemplating? You already mentally bought it. It's just a matter of sending the numbers. Who are you kidding? Now,
you're
do you in your warehouse there? Do you have like a religious section, a special cabinet? How do you work that?
You know, I should probably have them, you know, do that. Get me a religious section out there, an icon, iconography area. I should probably do that. I really, honest to heaven, don't have that many. Jesus was the only one I had, besides like, you know, samplers that have kind of religious sayings. I really don't have very many religious type patterns, to be honest with you. I know that's shocking that you'd think in my warehouse I'd have that, but
I would think.
I don't.
Yes.
You would think, but I don't. I really don't. I don't have very. I can't even think of any, to be honest with you, that I even have in my warehouse. But you know, I haven't been out there since I've turned that.
Oh, why over. Would you? You got people. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Since I've turned that over to my people, I haven't really been out there to like go through everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll have to give them the day off and go out there and get a look at what I've got.
Oh, that's nice. I have to give them a day off. Good. Good.
Oh,
I was just reading about some Chinese guy who's a proponent of what they call it 996, where he's a big fan of people who want to get ahead, work 9 to 9, 6 days a week. Sounds like you need to help him out there.
Yeah. Boy. 996, huh? 9 to 9 every day for 6 days a week?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Apparently there's a couple of people over there, big rich people, who say if you want to get ahead, that's what you need to do. Which
996. I'm trying to think about that's a lot. That's more than I would work sometimes 7 days a week, but I don't work 9 to 9.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Apparently the thing. So yeah. Good for them. Sorry.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Not interested. but you know, maybe your people enjoy that. I don't know.
You know, they get Twinkies. And,
well, yeah, that's the thing. See, this guy didn't mention Twinkies. See, so this is the game changer. I think is Twinkies.
I think it worked for Twinkies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Daddy, what'd you do today? I got Twinkies. Yeah.
I don't let him go home. They have to stay. Oh. Out there.
Oh. Oh. Is there this is ridiculous. Is there visitation though? I got to know now.
No, they're robots. It's really robots.
Oh.
That just stay out there.
Human robots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting very science fiction like.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to scare me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I want to see that warehouse one day.
Someday.
Yeah, it's probably quite impressive.
It is.
So I was wondering, because I have this, actually I have two charts that are ancient.
Mm-hmm.
So like one is 1989 and the other is 1996, but the 89 is the one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you have a chart. Now I bought this thing and I'm pretty sure I bought it then.
Right.
In 89 from Cross My Heart, and old-fashioned Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Designs by Melinda Blackman. Do you know her?
No, I don't. But I have heard of Cross My Heart charts, but I haven't heard of Melinda Blackman.
It's those charts where it looks like all the symbols are written in hand.
Oh.
You know, it's hard to follow.
Yeah.
But anyway, I bought this thing way back then because there's three Santas. Was it Belsnickel, Old Saint Nick, and Santa Claus? But they're these old antique Santas.
Uh-huh.
And they're like 6 inches tall on mm-hmm. Ada, whatever uh-huh. count. And they're just really cool. And I bought this really nice gray piece of linen. And they're shown on there where whoever matted them cut three mats all together, but three windows in a mat. And I bought it, and I was so excited to stitch it because I bought all the thread and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when I was working on that stocking for my son that took forever.
Yeah.
And so I never started because I felt guilty because if I started on a Christmas Santa thing and didn't work on a Christmas stocking, you know, what kind of a dad am I?
Right.
So I tripped over it the other day. I thought, you know, there's one I never did. And how many things have I bought and stitched since then? And I need to do that.
6 inches on Ada, that would take you no time at all.
Thanks, Vanna. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for pointing that out.
I'm just being encouraging that you could get that just, you know, work that in between like Sarah, you know.
Yeah, just how you doing on Sarah Brazier?
Let me tell you, by golly, I almost started it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I didn't, though, but I almost did. I thought about it.
Yeah, I've seen your movie. Yeah, almost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure you did. You probably looked at the chart and set it aside and said, yeah, I think I'll get to that. Mm-hmm.
I did it just with that, too. I did kind of like in a yawn stretch. Yep, I'm going to get to that sometime. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to do these. But see, I bought this beautiful gray linen, but I think it's not 40 count. I think it's like down in the high 20s, low 30s. So now I'm thinking I'm going to do these things but get a 40-count linen. So they'd be nice little things.
Oh, yeah.
Would be really nice. They'd, yeah.
Like ornaments.
Well, I was thinking if I could find a finisher, I might do them as stand-ups.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice, too.
Yeah. So I think I might do that. Because now are I don't gonna, have any.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. I agree with that idea.
Yep. So I think that might be happening. Because it's all DMC. But now, see, this is where for me, it gets interesting. Because when I bought it was Ada Cloth and DMC. Mm-hmm. But now, see, my mind starts to go and say, all right, what if I did it on 40-count linen, which I probably will. But then do I do linen? Or do I do silk?
Mm.
Or is that just ridiculous?
I would just do, if you're going to make stand-ups, I would just do DMC.
Yeah. Well, now see here, I look at the size for Belsnickel. I also have to look up Belsnickel. That must, I don't even know that.
It's like an old German, that's what the Belsnickel is, what they called like old German Santas.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause see on this chart, it says on 30 count, it's 1.8 by 4.6 high.
1.8.
Can that be right? Yeah, I think that's right. Cause it's 55 stitches wide by 137 high. So if I did it on 40 count, the thing would be minuscule, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be little.
Yeah, yeah, maybe that won't work so well.
You can do it on 28 count linen over two.
Yeah, and then I got to lay the threads all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You can do it on 40 count over four.
Oh.
But then that's the same thing as 20 count, so.
Right. Yeah, I wanted one strand over two.
Oh, yeah, you want one strand over two.
Yeah. But that's going to be pretty small. That's going to be like 1 by 3. I mean, that's kind of pointless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be very little.
That's kind of like, what are you doing? Now, see, this wrecks everything.
Yep, wrecked.
Nuts.
They'd be really cute ornaments, though.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. And then, okay, so do you get too small to even finish, like if to make an ornament? Like,
No. I've finished things, you know, like on my tag style ornaments where it's mounted on like background cloth or something like that. I've done those like 1 by 1 before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This wrecks it. Because I was thinking 40 count linen, but it's just going to be too small.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts.
Dang it.
Okay. Maybe I'll just get that gray cloth out I bought and just stitch it on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I had that, and then I bought this other one I bought in 96. Is two cardinals. It's two different pieces. It's a male cardinal with its wings spread, and then a female cardinal sitting on a branch. Snow-covered branches with holly, you know, holly branches, which I don't know how practical that is. Probably some scientist just went, no, that would never happen. You know, who dreamed that up? But, you know, of course, Christmas. So that one, that's 15 by 20 on 14 count Ada. So see, that would be good on 40.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a nice.
Yeah, spot. That would be.
Yeah, that would size down quite nicely. Mm-hmm. So I had those two that I bought, but the Santas were the ones that I thought, man, I've had that thing that long. I need to stitch that. That would be really neat.
Right.
So I think so. I think I'm going to do that, but I got to figure out what I'm going to do with it. Maybe I'll stitch it over two on 20 count with pearl cotton.
Yeah.
That wouldn't look too clunky, would it?
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, it would be similar to like your shepherd's bush stocking, though.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Because that was stitched on burlap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's similar to that. And right. That was beautiful.
Okay. See, this is the trouble. You got to figure it out.
I know. Yep.
Because, yeah, but doing little ones might be fun. I don't know. I think this is an instance where I just need to get out a piece of 40 count linen and just stitch like the head or something and see how it looks like.
Yeah. And you'll find it'll be cute because it's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's where, I found those things ancient.
Yeah.
Well, relatively ancient, but old, you know,
because
what, 89, is that what I said? 89?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And see, it's this thing, and it's got, because I look at these things and say, wow, with the threads we have today, because this has in this design, it also has, it's put in a tray, two angels in Excelsis Deo with the words on there.
Oh, uh-huh.
And see, that could be beautiful too.
Yep.
And with today's threads, well, I mean, it's all DMC, so what's wrong with that? But even some silks on that could be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those lessons of pull out the old charts. Instead of buying new stuff, pull out the old ones and see what you haven't done.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, exactly.
You might be surprised, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Because you sent me this question that we were going to talk about this, and I went through I didn't have to go through anything because I already know. Because I already know. Mine would be two of mine. If we were just going to choose two, I could choose a whole lot more than that. But two of mine would be a mid-Amish life, and that was from originally published in the Better Homes and Gardens Cross-Stitch and Country Crafts magazine. And I have done the central panel for my mother-in-law it was the first year we got married, but it's a triptych. And I would stitch all three of them together in one long, skinny picture. And that's one of them. And that was from, oh gosh, late, probably the same time frame you're looking with your Santas in the late 80s.
Yeah. So what is that, like a scene?
It's a scene. A farm scene. It's got like, I mean, it's relative because think about all the farm stuff that's popular nowadays.
Right.
But it's a farm scene with Amish people. Like it has the buggy and a horse and a lady hanging out quilts and a lady and a man tending the garden and grandpa hanging off the front porch waving at the people coming in, little roosters and hens running in the barnyard. It's a beautiful piece, but it's basically full coverage, and it's gorgeous. So that I'm going to be honest with you, I have it kitted and in my three tier cart by my stitching chair. I pulled it out in January, thinking, okay, this year's the year. 2019's the year of the mid Amish life. Have I started it yet? No.
No,
I haven't.
No.
But it's one that I would really love, and it would fit well in my home. I would really, really love to do. And what has held me back, because people, that's what you're kind of asking on this question, in my opinion, is what's made you not start that? And to me, the reason is that I remember stitching that central panel for my my mother-in-law, and I think, oh my gosh, how many hours I put into it, because it is full coverage.
Yeah.
That is just the sheer size of it. But when you think about Jesus's face is basically full coverage, and I'm conquering that, and it's just one stitch at a time. I think that we get ourselves so bogged down in all the details that we just can't push ourselves over the hump sometimes, you know?
Right, right.
So,
well, yeah, because we get these big ones and we look at them as this giant thing. And
yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
And as a stitcher, yeah, and as a stitcher, you know exactly how long, you know, that it takes a long time even for ornaments. Not for ornaments, but, you know, even a small ornament can take 2 or 3, 4 days of cross-stitching in the evenings to get it done. And you look at a pattern like A Mid-Amish Life, which is three, it was in three separate magazines as a triptych. And then you think about, all, you know, it's basically full coverage, and holy smokes, how long is that going to take me? And you, then it gets a little bit overwhelming. So, but that is one that I would do. And the other one is another big one. And you know how Vonna is on full meal deals. I just stumble. I just can't, I don't know. I like snack size. Snackwells is what I like. Anyways, the next one is my number two chart, and I have started this two different times, and I never liked, it was another overthink. I didn't like my linen. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. I didn't like the size that I had it on, but it is By the Bay Needle Art, Serenity Harbor. It's beautiful. It is absolutely stunning. And when you get it done, it's a tall, long, skinny one. A Mid-Amish Life is vertical, you know, so it's long, it's long vertically, but the Serenity Harbor is vertically. It's long and skinny vertically.
Okay, you just said both of them are vertical.
I mean horizontally. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. Vertical's up and down.
I hope so.
Yeah, so I am nuts. Serenity Bay is vertical, is up and down. So it's long and skinny, so tall and skinny. And the Mid-Amish Life is wide and skinnier, you know, skinnier than it is wide. So those are the two. And both of them are basically full coverage. Serenity Harbor has white space at the top, but on the way down, it's just full coverage. And the rest of the way on, like three-fourths of the way down, it's just basically full coverage.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. Have you ever seen that?
No.
You haven't seen, okay.
No.
You'll have to look them up. They are beautiful. Serenity Harbor, it was a mystery in 2015. So I've had it, I bought into the mystery. Like I buy into everything. I bought into the mystery and I paid monthly for the pieces to be emailed to me. And I started pretty soon, as you know, when it was going gangbusters with the first 2 months. And then it was just like, I don't like this fabric. You know, I just was double guessing myself. And it was a stitch along, and you saw all these people in the designer, who is Donna Bayless, she encouraged you to like look into, use different fibers and use different than her, you know, recommended fabric and recommended fiber colors and stuff. And you were in the stitch along, and people were posting their progress pictures, and I was like all excited about it. And then you see somebody else's and you think, oh, theirs is better than mine. Oh, that's prettier than mine. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And then I just shoot myself in the foot, because it's been like, well, mine will never be the prettiest, so I'm not going to do this anymore.
So, okay. She went into elitist mode. And
that's right. Mine's not going to be prettiest, you know, so I'm not going to do it. So there you go. Not doing it. And I just kind of – and then I got busy, you know, because it's like – January, February is like, I'm not as busy as what I usually, you know, the other months of the year. March hits, I'm telling you what, after spring break, I have said this the entire time I've had children in school. After spring break, it just all goes down the drain. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about it. But after spring break every year, it's just like, it just goes like haywire. And that's what happened. This Serenity Harbor, I'd done like the first 2 months, spring break hit. And it was just like, okay, well, that's over. Nice try. See you next, you know, 2020. I'll see you in 2020, maybe, if you're lucky. So anyways, those are the two that I would, that if, maybe I might start them, Gary. Maybe I might start Sarah, too.
Yeah, maybe you might, yeah.
Maybe I might do that.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe you might, yeah.
Maybe I might do that. If they were candy and nuts, they would have a lot more chance of getting started. But anyways, but I can sit here and name probably 20 more projects that I would like to. I could just name lots of them. Lots and lots of projects that I have that I've never started.
Yeah, so, and I can do that too. I mean, it's frightening, but clearly there are two that stood out.
Yeah,
that when this came up, you went to those two.
Yeah.
Above all the rest of them.
Yeah, but Amid Amish Life, and there's nothing special to them, really. I mean, they're just X's. I mean, it's not specialty stitches. It's not that I want to grow my, you know, repertoire of tricks to pull out needlework tricks or anything.
Yeah, because heaven forbid you do that. Yeah, that would be awful.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be. No, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing special about them. It's just that those are both patterns that appeal to me. And I don't, well, no, I do know why. I have a fascination with Amish people. I'm being serious. I really honestly do. I admire them for their religion, how they put that, you know, they live their religion. Their hard work, their family life, their simplicity in life. I mean, all their pie. I really admire them for their pie, their cooking skills, all of that. Geez. I really admire them, and I have their bread.
I admire
really
your culture so much for your pie. It's just fantastic.
Bread.
Yeah, but we do this and we have these principles and practices and religion and all. Yeah, but your pie. It's your pie.
It's your pie that brings me in every time.
There's just something about the crust of your pies that just sets you apart from all the other cultures in the world.
But anyway, I really do admire Amish people. I mean, I just really like, because there's an Amish community that near here, and that's where we go buy like our meat that we eat and stuff. And it's just, I don't know, I just admire those people, and they fascinate me, you know, like riding around in a buggy when we're all riding around in cars, you know. I just, that there's something to be said about that. Anyways, I really admire them, and I have a lot of things in my home that are Amish. Like Nancy Noel is an Indiana artist, and she paints photos of Amish children, and I have several of them in my home, so it would fit right in my house. So that's why that one appeals to me. Serenity Harbor, why does it appeal to me? Who cares? Nobody. Who does anybody even care? I'm going to tell you anyway. The reason it appeals to
me is because there's a pie shop in the harbor.
Oh shoot! It's because it's this ocean, and I just love the ocean. I don't care where the ocean is, if it's in New England or in Florida or the Bahamas or in Europe. I don't care where it's at. The ocean has always, and I think that's probably similar with a lot of people, but I really love the ocean. And so that's why that, and some of my favorite memories of a childhood and of even my own adult as an adult, that some of my best memories of vacations and stuff are spent at the ocean. And when I saw the preview of this design, I was like, okay, yeah, I've got to stitch that too, because that's what that reminds me. You know, it just reminds me of good memories, I guess.
Right,
so
right. Yeah,
that's why, that's the two appeals. That was the appeal for me.
Hmm.
So,
okay. And the pie.
And the pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, pie.
Yeah. I wonder, because, all right, now see, now you got me looking at what it is about. See, I like old stuff. I think that's what it is about these Santas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I like old stuff. That's one of my favorite parts of our architecture magazine, is there's a tremendous movement these days to restore old buildings.
Right.
As opposed to going American on them and tearing them down, you know.
Yeah.
But restore them and bring back that beauty.
Right.
And you know, that, so that, I know that's what appeals to me about those Santas. They're just old. It's old design, old fashioned Santas.
Mm-hmm.
And So that's, and that's why I hang on to it. And why haven't I stitched them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's really sad. I need to do that.
And that's what I was going to say. That's why I was going to even say that before you even said it. That's why it appeals to you. Why does the Cardinals appeal to you? I bet you I know. It's because you're a biologist. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's why. And because that's what, I'm a biologist, but I don't really think about animals in that way, I guess. What appeals to me as a biologist is just like nature in general, Serenity Harbor, that's like the ocean and, that kind of thing. Mid Amish life, they're working in the garden and doing, that kind of just everyday tending, life is what appeals to me. So yeah, I could see that. I could see that when you said Cardinals, I and then Santa's and Belschnickel, I thought, well, that's what appeals to you is the antique-y look of the Santas and the animals, or the birds for the, So, okay. So when you starting those, Gary?
Oh, tomorrow for sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
And while we're on the subject with
No, I don't know what I'm starting. I don't know.
You haven't shared any pictures on your Instagram of your stitching.
No, I know. And I don't know if I mentioned this the last time. Somebody wrote to me that she'd started a class or it must be an after school thing. And I needed to post some things so that the boys could see that it isn't just girl stuff.
Yeah, see?
So now I'm feeling real pressure. I got to get some stuff posted.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah. Because, as a former teacher, I mean, I always have an affinity to helping out the kids, so...
Right. And I mean, I think it's important. I mean, you talk about old stuff and things, everybody said, that cross stitch was going south and as a needleworker, I never thought it was going south because it never went south in my heart, but I know in a lot of people's, it did, let's face it, it did kind of go south a little bit, and it's making kind of a resurgence. And I think the more we post, the more that, it inspires people to like, hey, look, and that's bringing the old back, that's what schoolgirls did a long time ago and schoolboys a long time ago. And we just keep on doing it. Just keep on trucking with cross stitch and needlework.
I have to post some pictures.
Yeah, you need to.
I got
to
work on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had an interesting discussion a couple weeks ago, and we're not going to go into all this, but a couple weeks ago, I did a pilot class that Curdy Biggs, Needlepoint Charted Canvas Designer, one of my favorites, that she did. And we were, one of the ladies there, of course, I'm the only guy there, I just sit in the corner and be quiet. whatever. But we were talking about, because she said that this design, she really liked the design, but she was not a fan of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would likely change them, which of course is fine. I mean, and Curdy certainly doesn't have any trouble with it, but it was a kit because it was a pilot class. So she was stitching with the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been there. It was a 3-day course. It's a 4-day course when she teaches it. And we did it in 3 days, 9 to 4, and sitting in straight back chairs, stitching 9 to 4 with a half hour break for lunch. Let me tell you, my back did not like me. I wanted my chair in my corner, but she said that, and it stopped me because I had not given the colors a single moment thought.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked at them, I thought, yeah, I'd never stitch with these colors, but I didn't care. And see, and I'm going to finish the thing with the colors the way they are, because they're bright and they're beautiful and they're all coordinated and they look really nice. And when you put the beads in, Curdy uses lots of beads. And when you put it, it's going to look really nice. But it just stopped me that I really don't care. Because what I cared about was the challenge of doing that, because her stuff tends to be really complex. And most of her stitches, Jessica's and Walnetto's and stuff, are on the small side. That's her design. Her style is small-sized stitches, these complex stitches that are, but she makes them small.
Uh-huh.
And so it was just a moment there where I don't care what the colors are. I care what the challenge of putting these together.
Yeah.
And getting all the stitching in.
Mm-hmm.
And for this lady that was in the group, it was the colors. And it was just a real moment for me in that, yeah, I don't really care. I never think about it. And then when I think about like the stitch-alongs, like the linen thread stitch-along, I'm doing mine all in grays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you made that comment about how you'd see somebody, oh, that was prettier, and I'll never have the prettiest one, so forget it. You see that? You know, when you went uppity on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that never occurs to me.
It doesn't?
No.
Do you think that that's because you're a man? And I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, no, you did.
No, I didn't. I just think that you are just always in for you're just down for the challenge, right? Because you've established that. You're just a process stitcher.
Right.
But see, like for me, for example, today I was scrolling through Instagram and Savior's Praise. You know, several people have started Teresa Vinette's Savior's Praise. And some lady has gone rogue and has changed the colors. And as soon as I scrolled, and you know how some people like certain color palettes and other people, you know, that's
right.
Basically what you're saying.
Right.
You know, and I saw this conversion of Savior's Praise that where she converted a lot of the colors of threads. And I thought, that is hideous. And it's just because she's used colors that I don't care for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that, I think that one of the main things that appeals to me as a stitcher that will draw me in immediately is the color palette. I think if the color palette does not like get me right off the bat, either I'll change it to where it does suit me, like what that lady was saying in your class, or either it won't even hit me to begin with. If you know what I mean, it won't even appeal to me to begin with, and I'll overlook it.
Even though it's a tremendous design.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that, for instance, that's, you know, I know I talk about this all the time, but, you know, that's one of the things that I love FlossTube about, is that you see designs that you knew about and you might have, I mean, you knew about it, but it didn't appeal to you. Why did it appeal to you? I don't know. It might not have appealed to you because of the colors or the subject matter or the whatever, fill in the blank, and then somebody does it and does it in a different way, and it's like, what? You know what I mean? It just that shock, I mean, that to me is what has really, that's what really appeals to me about FlossTube or blogs or Instagram or anything where people are sharing their work.
Right.
It's just, you know, just different interpretations of the same design. And I think that's, to me as a non-process stitcher, that's, you know, that's something.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, see, and that was, it was one of those things, like we've been stitching on this thing for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said, oh, I can't deal with these colors, I got to do different ones. And I just had that moment, like, I did not even think one second about the colors.
Yeah.
I did not 1 second. Because she has, well, there's a diamond Jessica, there's a regular Jessica, and there's a like an arrow-shaped triangular Jessica, and that's what I was focused on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stitching those things and getting them just right.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought
about the colors that you were using to make those.
And
yeah, I could.
Yeah,
see that.
I mean, she just stopped me cold with that.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I just. Yeah, this color goes here. That's what I stitch. Wow. Yeah.
So, and then after you thought about it, did you think, well, yeah, the colors are weird, or you didn't like them? Or
still didn't care.
Still didn't care.
Still
see?
Didn't care.
So,
nope.
I think as a woman, you know, because I think of this myself, you know, like, you know, you design your, you make, you know, you put the feathers in your, it's like a bird building a nest. You put the feathers in your house to, you know, make it warm and cozy and whatever. And so I think about things like that, you know, colors or subject matter or whatever. And I think that that's just kind of maybe a female trait or something. Whereas, you know, my husband could care less. You know, I always say we have a nautical themed bedroom and he's like, oh, it is. Or here, this is my patriotic room. And he goes, well, I guess it is, isn't it? You know, so,
yep.
You know, he doesn't even care, you know, right. So I think that that's just kind of maybe a male female thing.
Yeah, it must be, because, I mean, with Margo, like, if we're going to paint a room or something, you know, and she'll say, well, I'm thinking this color and this color. They don't make me vomit, so what do I care? It's just, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
They're not going to give me a headache every time I walk in the room, so I don't care. Whatever.
Right, yeah. I think that, now, I will say this, as my husband has lived with me longer, he is paying more attention to, like, colors and stuff, and he chooses a lot of them. Like, I'll choose one and he'll like, no, I don't like that, let's go with this. And I'm you know, that might be a sticking point for some women. For me, it's like, okay, whatever, go with whatever you think, you know. And then that way, when it's wrong and he goes, boy, this color is hideous, and then I can say, well, you picked it, not me. That's your problem, not mine.
Wow.
I know, because that's the way it was in our kitchen. He picked this red, and I knew it was Royal Garnet was the name of it. And I thought, that's going to be too dark. But I just went with it. You know, I was just like, whatever. And this year, he repainted our kitchen. And he goes, I want something light because I picked too dark. And I go, yeah, you sure did, buddy. It's so dark in here. It's like a cave, you know. So... He does pick a lot of colors. I just always am like, yeah, whatever. Okay. What? That's good.
Yes, you did.
You did. You chose wrong, honey. Wrong.
Here's the brush and the roller. Fix it.
You know, that's exactly right. I didn't help him repaint.
Yeah.
And I didn't help him paint before. No, I didn't. I just let him go, you know, knock himself out. And he did it. He redid it. So... And it does look better, but we lived in a Royal Garnet kitchen and dining room for several years, and it looks much better in the it was Woodrow Wilson white. I had chosen Woodrow Wilson white, which is kind of like a creamy buttermilk, and it's beautiful. It's more beautiful now than what it was as Royal Garnet. So
why would anyone name an off-white Woodrow Wilson white? Where was that?
It was a American Restoration color.
Oh, you so think? It was the presidential series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
So, Woodrow Wilson white. That's what it is. And it is beautiful. We got it all. We've got it in our, we've got it in our kitchen and dining room. And then in our, when you walk into our entryway, it's a two-story thing. Mm. And so it's out there too. Two stories. So yeah. Woodrow Wilson white. It's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. That's one too many corporate meetings right there. Yeah, that's one too many. Mm-hmm. Should have gone with buttercream white. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One too many.
When you're doing these needlework things, does your wife ever say, oh, this won't go anywhere in our house?
No.
Or does she ever suggest, why don't you do it in this other color?
Oh, no.
Hmm.
No, but just about everyone, you know, she knows where they're going to go or what she's going to do with them, but no,
uh-huh.
Haven't had that. The only thing is, like, Sarah Brazier, because it's so stinking big.
Yeah.
she's commented more than once, I have no idea where we're going to put that. Well, first I got to finish it and get it framed. So, and I only have to beat one person, and that's Vanna. So,
oh, man.
I'm good to go. Take my sweet time.
I'm starting that thing as soon as we hang up.
Sure you are. No, you're ordering some chart as soon as we hang up. Yeah. And then you're going to have to get pie. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you aren't starting that today. Spare me. You aren't starting that.
Well, I tell you what, tonight on Instagram, when you see day one, Sarah Brazier, you're going to go, what? She did it. I'm going to do it.
No, you're not. I'm posting Sarah Brazier pictures today. Okay, what day? I don't even know what day this is. Well, now it's going to be like 2 weeks ago when we did it, because this isn't going up. I'm posting them. Yep. I'm posting them. We'll just see. We'll just see if Vonna puts up my first stitch in Sarah Brazier. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because we'll you have it kitted, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You have it kitted.
Mm-hmm.
Is the linen edged?
Yep. Yep. It came from Sassy Jack. So she serges all hers.
Oh, this is so you, everything has been done, but mounting it on the scroll frame and stitching.
Yep. Yep. So when you see the old Instagram on Sarah, how do you say it? I say it wrong. Brazier.
Okay. Brazier, because the first time I said it,
Brazier
with Nicola. Yeah. She inhaled. I said Brazier. And so I knew that it was Brazier.
Okay. Brazier. So.
Okay. This is the 15th of April. Okay. So folks will be able to look back in time. Because this is going up in 2 weeks. We're recording on the 15th, so it's going up in 2 weeks. So, because
I should have like what the border done by then.
Oh, let me just say, when this goes up, if you had the border done, I bow to you. I absolutely bow to you if you have the border done.
The like, were we talking the double border?
The double border with the flowers.
Oh, well, that won't be done. No, I thought you meant just like completely around the whole thing.
Oh well, all right. I mean, I'll even take that.
Oh,
if you can, do both double tracks all the way around and have them meet up, I bow to you.
Okay.
By the time this show goes up.
Okay.
Gosh, which is going to be May 1.
Oh, it's May 1.
Is that right? So this is 15, 17, 24. Is May have 31 days? April.
No, it only has 30.
Okay.
But it will be. Wait a minute. Yeah, so it will
May be. May 1. So May 1. Okay, we'll see.
Okay, May 1. Okay, May 1. Okay, the next thing I want to say, since we're talking about May 1, is have you seen The Queen of May?
I have.
You got to see it before anybody else did, though,
I did.
Right? Well, I saw it, too.
Yeah.
I've seen I mean, Nicola didn't call me and say, Vonna, I want you to see The Queen of May. I saw it on Sassy Jack's. She has a preview of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I do too. It's beautiful. It's really, and it really is quite stunning.
It is.
Yeah. Not my kind of design.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can only do one Queen of May at a time, so.
And since you haven't started the first one, then.
This
next one is like 10 years down the road. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, I have to say, when I saw it in Nashville, I was really taken aback, because it is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It really is very stunning. It really is. And the tree has a bunch of French knots in it, and those don't bother me a lick, you know. I mean, it really is quite stunning, but it's just not my kind of sampler. So,
right.
You know, I mean, so I didn't buy it because it just isn't, you know, I mean, it just doesn't appeal to me in terms of something I would stitch. To look at it, yeah, wow. Anybody who likes that kind is not going to be disappointed, no doubt about it. But just not me. So
Right, and that's okay.
Thank you.
I mean, that's okay.
I appreciate that support.
Everybody has their thing, right. So that's all right. You know, maybe next year's Queen of May will really, you know, and by that time you should have Sarah done.
Yeah, think about so that. You'll already have yours framed, hanging on the wall, collecting dust.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah.
That's exciting.
Okay. So, yeah, that is exciting. This has really been an exciting thing, because that means, like, you know, in less than 2 weeks, I have to have the border done on Sarah Brazier.
Both double tracks all the way around.
Both Oh, both double tracks all the way around. Yeah, okay.
But it's just four rows of X's or four, you know, squares.
And then
of X's.
And then satin stitches, right?
No, you do that afterwards so you don't crush them in the thing. That's the last thing you do.
Oh, of the whole sampler.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. The border satin stitch till you're all done, so that.
Oh, I sure am glad I'm talking to you about this because I would have had it messed up from the very get go.
Yeah, you would have, because you'd have been steamrolling your way all the way around there. Yeah, that's exactly what would have happened. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. So the deal is four tracks of X's, the yep. border, all the way around by May 1st.
Right.
And then on May 1st, I can begin the Queen of May.
Yes.
From 2018 on May 1st, 2019.
Right.
Okay, I think I can do that.
Okay. Now, from Sassy Jacks, did you get the linen and the threads too?
I got from Sassy Jacks. I got the pattern and the linen, and then I'm just doing DMC.
Okay.
So.
And that's Serge. So once again, there you are.
There I am. Yeah. I'm ready to go tonight.
Yeah, you just need to have your people pull the DMC from the warehouse, and you got it.
I've already sent the pneumatic tube down to him with the note in it.
The work order's been sent.
Pull it and have it here by 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. Your people.
Mm-hmm. My people are on it.
Now, like, if by 5, is this like a construction thing? If by 5, extra Twinkie, or how does that work?
You know, they are so good. They are so well trained. You know, I'm certain that they'll have it up here, you know, maybe even by 4.
Ooh. Ooh.
So I, you know.
So you can ogle it at dinner then.
Yeah, I could probably start thinking about it you know, as soon as I hang up with you. I can start really, you know, like planning my mm-hmm. mode of execution.
Yeah, that. Okay, I think we're going to end on mode of execution. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, many meanings there. Mm-hmm. Many meanings. I think that's going to be it. So, okay. So when this day goes up, when this goes up on May 1, that's what we're looking for. All right.
That's right.
That's what we're looking for.
At Bonna Pfeiffer on Instagram.
Okay. All right.
And remember to look for April 15th.
Right. Okay. All right. I think I know how this is going to play out, but it's going to be fun to, you know.
It's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
For the ride. Yeah. Cause there won't be anything to watch.
Yeah. Oh, Gary. Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. And in the meantime, I'll be, well, actually I won't be cooking away on Sarah Bray's ear cause I'm not hauling that thing all the way to Phoenix. So I'll take a bunch of pictures and then just parcel them out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can't. Well, one thing you could take to Arizona is your small Santa Clauses.
I could.
Yeah.
Yep. Hmm.
Yeah, you could have those whipped out by the time you get back.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? Hmm. There you go.
Okay. All right. Something to work on. Okay. Now you got to go order that chart. So we're done. I'm holding you up.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Oh, and, you know, if you're interested in sponsoring one of these Looney Tune podcasts, happy to talk to you. You know, if somebody wants to sponsor this.
Yeah, I think we should be sponsored.
Yeah. You know, maybe even like Marie Challenger or, you know, or one of those pie companies might want to sponsor.
You know, that's true. Send us a pie, sponsor us. We'll tell them how delicious it is. And, you know, yeah, right.
Yeah.
We can
do
it.
Yeah. So like if you're a manufacturer of needlework supplies or a store and want to sponsor, or if you make pie.
Give Gary a call.
That's right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.